Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Al Mashriq program on Radio Islam International. My name is Ibrahim Daya, and inshallah we'll be keeping you company up until 12. My co-host Marjanaid will be joining us shortly, but we do have back with us Uncle Idris Hamisa. We were missing him last week Thursday. He was away on doing some workshops in Turkey and other parts of the world, so we're really happy that he's back with us this week. Assalamu alaikum, Uncle Idris.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, Idris Bhai, we missed you last week. You know, you were in Turkey doing some workshops. Maybe just to inform the listeners about that trip that you had.
You know, alhamdulillah, one of the best ways of learning is to see how other people, their stuff. You learn from people throughout the world. The best education is to travel. Right, and once you travel, you meet people, different walks of life, and it enriches you. Yes, what I did was I gave talks to headmasters from the UK and from headmasters from Turkey. And alhamdulillah, it was very well received. And, you know, I cannot thank Allah enough that this South African brother, Idris Hamisa, who comes from Poschepsen, right? Allah has given him the opportunity to present. So it was a wonderful experience visiting many, many of the schools in Turkey. And I think we, as South Africans, we have a great deal to learn. Inshallah, I'm thinking seriously of taking a group of headmasters from South Africa for that experience, you know.
This is why I speak about that you had the workshop for the headmasters and visited many schools. Is there maybe a significant difference that you've seen there with regards to their schooling system and the one that is run here in South Africa?
I think, you know, this is, and I say it with a lot of love for our head teachers and for the boards of governors. I just feel that our schools have become almost so focused on academic excellence. And you and I know that academic excellence is not a precursor for real success, and that even getting 9 A's in matric does not mean you're going to be successful. I'm not saying it's unimportant, but it should not be the sole focus. What I like about these schools, they have a very dynamic co-curricular and extracurricular program where they are very, very focused on the holistic development of the children. And I find that, and I found also, I'm not saying this, we don't have it here, I found the students very, very mature, very, very sensible, and the culture at the school is wonderful. There's a lot of pastoral care. The teachers love the students. It's a wonderful dynamics of relationships. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So I think, you know what, it's something that we can learn from them. We can embrace it in our own schools, inshallah.
Yes, inshallah. And with that, we'd like to welcome Ma Junaid Jassat onto the program. Ma, assalamu alaikum.
Wa salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, Ma, we were just discussing with Idris Bhai about his trip that he had to Turkey and the workshops that he was running there.
See, I've been overhearing, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his efforts, and it must be really interesting speaking to people from different parts of the world about the common topic.
You know, Maulana, assalamu alaikum. Maulana, you know, one of the things that I always tell people, that once you come out from the narrow confines of your own environment, you go, you visit other institutions, you come back, you know, rekindle with passion. In fact, in my final speech that I made to the head teachers from the UK and to the owners and head teachers of the schools in Turkey, I said this, you know, I said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that believers are mirrors unto each other. And I said to them, you know, Allah bless you for being such a wonderful mirror. You acknowledge the positive things that we are doing. And you also showed us areas that we need to improve. And you have done it graciously. You have done it with generosity. And I said to them, my prayer is someday you visit us also in our schools so that we can be a mirror unto you, you know.
Yes, that is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every believer is a mirror to the next person. And when we look at this hadith, ulama have explained and has taken out different aspects to this hadith and why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that we are a mirror to each other, that one is that a mirror, when you look at a mirror, you sort of see yourself in it, and but the mirror will never speak bad to you, it will never tell you you're looking ugly or something like that. So this is one of the points that we take out, that we should never speak ill of the next Muslim brother, but rather just help him in whatever wrong he is doing or whatever faults he has, but help him in coming over those wrongs and those things that he has doing, but never speaking out badly to him and insulting him. This is not the way of a believer. We seem to have lost Idris Bhai, inshallah. We do have him back. Yes, Idris Bhai, maybe you can introduce the topic that we are covering today on the program.
Yeah. You see, one of the this topic, I always rather look at a topic that I'm exposed to. It's about, you know, couples who are contemplating remarriage. Either their spouses have passed away or there has been a separation and they have children. And they have children and the person they want to marry has also, remarried. He also has children. So the whole thing, psychologists call this a blending family. Now, the point that I want to make is this, that this kind of marriages can be fraught with challenges if some things are not done prior to the marriage. We need to look at first, what are the challenges that these couples face, number one, and secondly, what are the solutions? And I think it's something that many couples go through, because couples who've got kids and they marry, and often soon after that marriage they break up, and it's not because of the disagreement or their spouse, it's because of some aspect, in most instances, regarding their children.
Okay, Idris Bhai, I'm back on the line. Unfortunately, my line was dropped. But speaking about blended families, you know, I've been reading up about a blended family, and myself also coming from what you could call a blended family, when my mother passed away and then my father married an excellent person who had two children of her own as well. And alhamdulillah, you know, it takes effort, it takes work, it takes a real investment of time, energy, emotions, but the benefits, the boons, the bounties of a blended family are really great, and you know, it is workable, but it requires a lot of effort as well.
Yes, absolutely. Maulana, and you speak from your own personal experience, alhamdulillah, and but the point is, you know what, in life, like anything else, it's about how you deal with situations, the kind of preparation, psychological, emotional preparation that we have before we make these decisions, and the importance, and I think we need to talk about steps, we'll talk about each of those steps, because my concern is about those parents who just marry and they did not consider the ramifications. You and I know marriage itself is can be a very demanding institution if you don't do it right. But when you've got kids, that becomes even more demanding.
Yes, at least when we speak about these challenges and how to go about it, and the first part would always be to acknowledge the challenge that comes with getting into such a relationship and being ready for it, that it shouldn't, there's a different mindset that a person has to go into when you are going into such a marriage.
Absolutely. So I want to suggest the following steps that need to be done, right? Because at the very, very outset, the first step, I think, is critical, is you've got to make sure that, inshallah, the person that you want to marry is someone that you know you could live with. That's the first important thing, a critical thing, and we need to look at that. The second important thing is this. You could ask yourself, are you marrying because you want a wife, or you're marrying because you want a mother for your children, or are you marrying because you want a wife and a mother for your children? That's a very important consideration. The other consideration that we need, we'll talk about each of these aspects, inshallah, is about understanding the different ways in which you nurture children. Now you, for example, you might be remarrying, but you also need to look at what you need to do differently. What are some things that you have to do differently? And the same token, you could ask yourself, what kind of disciplinarian are you? What kind of mother are you? And ask yourself, the husband you're marrying, what kind of father is he going to be? Then the other dynamic is that you've got your own children and you've got your spouse's children. Are you going to show them preferential treatment? Now you find that children of blended families, often fathers say to them and mothers, you know what, if you're not happy with him, then I'll call the marriage off. Now you find that your preoccupation is the children and you might be neglecting the husband. So there are lots of dynamics we need to speak about, each one of that, the steps that need to be taken, how the children need to meet each other before they marry and all of those things.
Okay, so if you are a person who has children and you have found somebody that you would like to get married to and they have children of their own, let's take it step by step. What is the first step that you have to take? Do you introduce your the lady to your children? Do you go and meet her children? Do you make it an entire meeting of everybody together? What's the first step that needs to be taken?
I think the first step is before that, once you are contemplating, even long before you have found someone, right, that you feel will be suitable, you need to have a discussion with your children about the decision you like to make and get their input. Now, you've got to understand they are children of different age levels. Some of them, you know, we might say, no, yes, I want another daddy, I don't want another daddy. So you've got to really make it as palatable as possible for them and share with them what are some of the benefits. Now, if your ex-husband or the husband that has passed away has been, sadly not the best person in the world, so your children are going to have negative experiences regarding the father. So what will happen, they might feel, if you're going to remarry, you're going to go through the same kind of vicious circle. So I think these are very important things of assuring your children and making sure that, that you do not betray the confidence and you need to connect. That's the first step that we need to take.
Okay, so the first step is talking to your children about it and making them understand, getting them onto the same page as you, as a parent. And here the point comes out, it is by that there has to be a great amount of sensitivity on behalf of the parent, understanding that while you as a human being may feel emotions, you may feel desires, you need to look at it from an empathetic view, from the shoes of your children, that what is their view towards this, what is their understanding of the situation, and what do they think about you sharing your love, you sharing your time, you sharing your resources with somebody else, with another family. So that's very important as a first step. To ascertain from your own children before you even think about going ahead and getting or even looking for somebody else.
Yeah, but at the same token, what you also need to do, you need to have what you call reciprocal empathy, where our children, sometimes they can be very selfish also, where you let them know, broadly, what are the needs, what are your own needs, and how, a wonderful father would be able and to fulfill those needs. So they also, really, alhamdulillah, you can also develop in them sensitivity towards you. And I think it's a wonderful experience, inshallah. So that is fundamental.
Yes, you can interact with us on the program. The number to dial is 011-854-1548, or you can send us a WhatsApp message on 072-786-1548, or even the SMS number is 48855. This is why we speak about this, and in all these blended marriages or blended families, the most important thing or that they always look out that comes as challenges is always to do with regards to the children. Will they accept the other parent, or will they love them in the same way? But at times it should be, it takes a lot of time because children want to feel safe, they want to feel loved, and they sometimes pull back a bit before they open up to the next person.
And that's also true, you see. So therefore, it's important that there is enough psychological preparation for that. And you find that, one of the things that people often forget to do, they often rush into the situation, and suddenly you find there are so many issues, there's so much of anger, there's so much of bitterness, and things are said, you know, hurtful things are said. So the idea is that you've got to, I mean, you know your own children, you know how they would respond. And it's important for you, let us say, you know, to give as much information to the prospective spouse about your own children, and if there have been other dynamics in terms of their behavior and attitude that needs to be shared also, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's 29 minutes after 11. You're listening to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It is by the first step we have looked at now, getting a sort of buy-in from your children or bringing them onto the same page as you. Thereafter, what steps do we take?
Now, after that, of course, is the, inshallah, we pray that you meet the right kind of person. And in when you meet that person, I think it's very, very important that you need to also go through the many questions about marriage. You've got to know the person's temperament. You've got, if his last marriage ended up in divorce, you've got to find out, ascertain what were the reasons for the divorce. And we need to investigate all of that. And then also part of the discussion must be in terms of, you know, a fundamental question is, what's your policy regarding disciplining children? Now, he might say that, you know, children should be given whatever they want, whenever they want, I don't believe in any kind of disciplinary measures. And that will give you a clear indication whether such a person is going to be good for your children or the children as a whole. So that discussion has to take place.
Okay. So you try and ascertain the type of person that you are getting married to and try and, or that you are looking at and seeing whether that person will be suitable as a parent, as a spouse. And it's from the outside, it seems like a tall order. But we must always remember that Allah Ta'ala is there with us, and Allah Ta'ala's help is there with us. We should continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help and assistance and guidance and for showing us the best person. Sometimes we feel that we have a complicated family. My children have tantrums. My children have their own nature and they are fussy, they are finicky, and it would be difficult for them to get along with somebody. But with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you do find somebody, you will realize that when you make istikhara, when you ask Allah's help, Allah Ta'ala makes the blend, or Allah Ta'ala makes the transition very simple and easy, and everybody gets along. And this is what is required. You know, we shouldn't, also it is a very important thing, we shouldn't live in that mind frame or mindset of the Disney world of wicked stepmother and things like that.
No, absolutely. Because you're right, you know, the kids, they need it. They need that kind of security and whatnot, you know. And this is an erroneous notion, because you must not be selfish. And you find that, you know, you are a mother, whilst you are a mother, but you also are a woman. You also need companionship. You need someone to support you. And one of the big challenges is for single parents, you know, be it male or female, especially our sisters, to look after their own children. So I think, you know, and therefore, Maulana, I'm just mention something else. In fact, I've decided now that I'm going to give up counseling. I'm only going to help with premarital counseling and drug counseling and other aspects, because, you know, there's a lot of energy we need to spend regarding this. Well, once we get this right, inshallah, then we will not have problems in our marriage, because otherwise, it just, you know, it's out of control, you know. The number of people are going through challenges, and one of the main reasons is they've not done istikara, neither have they, you know, asked the right kind of questions, you know.
Yes, the time is 33 minutes past 11. We're going to go for a short break, and inshallah, when we come back, we'll continue with the discussion.
It's time to get more for your money by getting all your essentials for less this week at Pick and Pay. Clover Long Life Milk Assorted 6x1 litre by any 2 for 115 rands. Baby Soft 2-ply Toilet Tissue Assorted 9s for the 3.90. Danone Nutri-Day Low Fat Fruit Yogurt Assorted 1 kilogram 21.90. Pick and Pay Fresh Milk Assorted 1 litre by any 2 for 16.90. Pick and Pay White Sugar 2.5 kilograms 23.90. Get more for less only at Pick and Pay. Available in stores and online. Prices valid until 29th of February 2016.
Trends Tap and Tile Ormonde invites you to our newly upgraded and refurbished showroom at 262 Crownwood Road, Ormonde. Come view a wide range of exclusive polished, glazed and full-bodied porcelain tiles in the latest designs and styles from around the world. We stock big brand names in taps and sanitary ware such as Grow, Geberit and well-known imported and local products. For all the latest trends coupled with the best prices and personal service, call Trend Tap and Tile 835-0273 or 4.
This is part of Radio Islam's It's My Biz campaign. Trustworthiness is one of the most important principles of ethical discipline in commercial transactions. Trust is a moral virtue and duty incumbent on a Muslim in the performance of his affairs. It demands sincerity in work and purity of intention from every believer. A true Muslim trader will not, therefore, barter his akhirah for worldly gains. Radio Islam, your business is our business.
مشاعر الحب في الرحمن تأتلق تصلي إلى القلب.
Marital workshop. Virtues and Wisdoms of Nikah, Harms of Zina, Courting Before Marriage, by Maulana Bilal Qasim. How Should Parents Be Supportive of Their Married Children, by Mufti Yusuf Musaji. Conflict Management and Rules of Divorce, by Maulana Suleiman Rawat and Maulana M.Y. Minty. Intention of Nikah, Choosing a Partner, Engagement, Walima and Related Dues, by Qari Rashid Dabelia. Effective Communication Between Spouses, by Maulana Dr. Suleiman Ibrahim. Duties of a Husband and Wife, by Maulana Yusuf Abid. Miscellaneous Aspects of Marriage, by Maulana Habib Bobat. On Sunday, the 28th of February 2016, from 9:30 a.m. to Dhuhr, at the Nur al-Islam Hall, Extension 5, Lanesia. Ladies accommodation available. Refreshments will be served. Brought to you by Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, Da'wah Wal Irshad.
Hafiz Zubair Ali's Chef Spot, Friday, 26th February 2016. Chicken dal, 35 rand a litre. Chicken biryani worth day, 40 rand. Mutton dal, 45 rand a litre. Mutton biryani worth day, 50 rand. Soji eggless, 15 rand a serving. Rice, 15 rand a serving. Delicious special for Saturday, the 27th of February 2016. Chicken kalyo, 38 rand a serving. Mutton kalyo, 48 rand a serving. Mutton akni worth day, 50 rand. Masala steak, 48 rand a serving. Oh, why not? Feast on Sunday, the 28th of February 2016. Chicken biryani 40 rand served with day, and mutton biryani served with day for 50 rand. Place orders and be happy. That's Hafiz Zubair Ali, 11175 Jewel Avenue, Extension 13, Lanesia. Call 011 854 6782 or 082 824 6042. And don't forget, we are stockist of Justine Tissue Oil, 95 rand for 100 mils.
Eu tenho que dizer para mim, este aqui é um bom jogador.
Está bem, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Berra's Motor Spares is a place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Berra's Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Devlin Cash & Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash & Carry, the place where you pay less and always get more. Corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
When the sun rises, it rises for everyone. Join Maulana Junaid Jassat on Al Mashrib, Monday to Thursday between 11 and 12 p.m. live out of Ermelo, Mpumalanga, the place where the sun rises. Regular contributions by Molana Yahya Bam, Molana Ahmed Chohan, and Idris Hamisa.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It's 22 minutes to 12. My co-host this morning, Mona Ibrahim Daya, and our guest, Brother Idris Khamisa, speaking about what is termed as blended families, meaning that when you have your own children and you are looking for a spouse and there's somebody that has their own children, then to get the two families together, it's a lot of dynamics, a lot of complications, but it is something that can be overcome. So Idris Khamisa is talking to us about that and giving us advice, taking us through the entire procedure step by step. It is by after identifying the person that we would like to look at as a potential spouse, with both parties happy with the individuals, what's the next step then?
I think, as I said, it's very clear, one of the fundamental principles, there must be agreement on discipline and also what you regard as family values. And after that, what's important, there has to be a meeting of the children on both respective sides. And it's very important that that meeting does take place in an environment that is convivial. It's a very friendly environment, right? And in which they are able to interact with each other and get to know in a shortest time the prospective mother and the prospective father, inshallah. That has to take place. And then you get, after that is done, you get some kind of feedback. And you must, as you rightly said, and Islam is about gradualism, you know. It doesn't happen overnight. There'll be some tensions there. That's part of what life is all about. And then you look at those aspects, you know. And of course, there'll be concern about where they're going to stay. And normally you find the children might have their own room and so on and so forth. They might have to share now or whatever. All those discussions have to take place. And then once everything is fine and you find that they are reasonably happy and there aren't any issues, then you can go ahead with the marriage, you know.
Yes, it is. But I mentioned this about the children meeting and then explaining to them where you're going to live and what is going to happen. But sometimes we find that too many changes at one time can unsettle the children. So we hear sometimes maybe it's advisable, you know, just for the husband and wife to first get to know each other and then bring the children. Is this maybe a correct method, or could this guy can just comment on that?
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, it's not an overnight thing. But the critical aspect is about how do you, it's important for you as a father to make it palatable or psychologically make it easy for the children and say, you know, alhamdulillah, he said, you know, you're going to have other children that you play with and remember as a father, you know, you are still my own, I'll never neglect you. And you know what I'm saying to you, they need to be reassured, you see. A lot will depend also, as I said earlier on, the idea is if they, number one is, did they respect your spouse that passed away, or do they respect you enough to believe in you? And these are fundamental things, inshallah. And so it's a slow process, a gradual process, not something that you rush into. And it's important that we do it slowly, deliberately. And then also what needs to be done, after the discussion that we made and the marriage takes place, then the other things that we need to observe after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the points then?
You see, after you're married, right, it's very, very important that you know, the children must not feel that mommy is neglecting me. You understand? They might have had mommy to us, to themselves. Now mommy has got someone else, another daddy there. And I think is to constantly get feedback from them. And you and your spouse, there might be some issues you never anticipated. You've got to deal with it, and you've got to make sure you look for solutions. And if children see that is happening, then they, alhamdulillah, it makes a very, very big difference, you know.
Yes, it is, but you mentioned this this point of neglecting, and we'll find that sometimes what happens in these marriages, so in these blended marriages and blended families, is where the children would naturally feel that now the mother is with another person, or even in the other way around, and they feel that sort of I don't know if jealousy would be the right word to use, but how, and then they start complaining about it. So as a person in this sort of relationship, how do you sort of work with that, where you got to keep your husband or your wife happy as well, but at the same time showing enough attention to your children?
You see, it's a very important thing. You see, on the one hand, you must not become dismissive and say, yeah, you know, you're only complaining. You know what I'm saying to you? You've got to. You see, one of the things that psychologists say, and it's so true Islamically also, revealing is healing. So when you allow your children to speak, open their hearts out and their mind, you know, and then, inshallah, once you develop, you see, the two processes. One is, firstly, you continue to listen to them, and that's one, on one hand. And secondly, you know, they must feel confident enough to speak to the stepfather. And the stepfather must be receptive to it, you know. And this is important. Now, the moment the talk becomes, yeah, you see, your children are not as well behaved as my children, and so on and so forth, then it becomes very, very problematic, you know.
Okay. Overall, looking at the entire picture of getting into a blended family, there is generally a need for a lot of tolerance, a lot of patience, and the parents need to be very, very patient. Where you find situations where the children are sometimes difficult in adjusting, and they may have agreed initially, but then later on when they actually get into the situation, they realize the dynamics, because children can't think so far ahead and they can't picture the entire situation, how it's going to be. And so the initial decision must have said, okay, go ahead with it, we are happy. And then once they got into the situation, then they say that, oh no, this is eating into my time with my daddy or with my mommy, and I'm not getting as much attention as I used to get. And so now they start showing signs of rebellion. They start showing signs of actual unhappiness. Now, it is by, firstly, how do we recognize that our children are unhappy? And secondly, once we have recognized and identified that, then how do we deal with that?
You see, Molna, it's a very important point. You see, it all depends on the level of your children, the psychological age, the chronological age, and basically the level of maturity. Now, you find the kids are kids. Kids are very, very possessive. They cannot see the big picture. And you find that if you realize, no, it's purely because they're kids, they don't see the bigger picture, inshallah, they'll grow into loving their stepfather. That's not an issue. But when you, remember, children in the formative years are emotionally dependent on their biological parents. They're very, very emotionally dependent on that. So what you need to do is to make sure that you find, have a dynamic daily routine in which you have me time with your children, where they can engage you on a one-to-one basis. You know, it's a transition, it's a beginning, and the husband should be supportive of that, you know.
Yes, it is, and we speak about this, and one thing that, you know, they say that you can't force anyone to love the next person. So coming into this sort of marriage, you can't force your children to love their spouse. But one thing that could be important and should be done is, the minimum is to teach them to at least respect that person.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's about, in the end, what you're saying is social etiquette, you know, and we need to learn to understand that. And you find that unless there is something serious, and there are other serious implications here, and that's another matter, and you need to deal with that. And otherwise, if it is something of growing pains, it's about growing into something gradually, that's another matter.
Okay, we're going to take a bit of a break now. Once again, we'll be back after that, inshallah. To the listeners, stay tuned to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Welcome back to our guest Idris Khamisa, speaking about blended families this morning. And my co-host Maulana Ibrahim Daya is with us as well. Idris, by coming to a situation where you have two different dynamics. One is with younger children, the other is with children who are older. With younger children, it may seem easier to get into a blended marriage. With children who are older, it may seem that they are in their set routine, so it is a bit more difficult to get into a blended family with them. Can you advise on each of the situations?
Hello, yeah. You see, the age group thing is a very important thing, you know. Hello?
Yes, we are here.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very significant thing because a lot depends on the individual and the maturity. So it's something that I think if you are creative and you're able to respond to that, you know, many people, you know, regard that as an impediment and they regret much later. So I think it's important, firstly, that your kids must trust you, believe in you, and you got to talk to each one of them individually and also as a collective, you know. The fact that, you know, when you talk to them, they must realize, inshallah, that their life is going to be better, is going to improve, and will much more emotional support. They must see the how they're going to benefit in it. You mustn't appear that you are doing it only for yourself, you know. So that's important, you know.
Yes, it is by some of the messages that are coming through, and some of them saying that you find that what it starts off from the beginning, that in these blended marriages, you find that the women are always ready to look after the men's children, but sometimes you find that the men are not too happy or they're not too comfortable with the ladies' children. So how do we sort of change the mindset of people? Because it's something that then becomes a problem in the marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, you see now, that's a very important thing. I think in the end, you know what, the critical thing is about communication again, right? It's about communication. How you communicate, what you communicate about. And people will say all kinds of things, but in the end, you've got to be very clear in terms of what your intention is, you know. And we see the problem is, in all of this, I'm so glad we're discussing it, we never sit down and talk to our own children. We don't even sit down and talk about situations. We're going to think very, very blindly, you know.
So communication between the family, that is imperative, and to make sure that you are able to speak to your children about whatever is in their mind, whatever is in your mind as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be very, very clear. You know, in the end, it saddens me, you know, Maulana, that there's so much of unhappiness in our homes, really, man. We are going through such difficult times, and I would say this, 70% of our homes are going through some kind of challenge, you know. Either the children, the spouse, you know, the whole range of things. And Allah make it easy, man. So we need to be guarded, and we mustn't lose our temper. And we must make sure that we persevere, we pray to Allah, we seek His guidance. Inshallah, Allah will guide us.
Inshallah, na'as, yes.
That's it. It is why when you speak about this, and now dealing with, as a mother or as a father, you're now dealing with your own children and your spouse's children, and one thing that comes into play here is favoritism. So how do you sort of save yourself and make sure that you like treating each child equally?
Yeah, I think that you got to get feedback from them. You got to ask them how they perceive you, and also you need to look at yourself and be aware every time, you know, how you're dealing with situations, inshallah, you know.
Okay, Rizba, let us go to the final comments, inshallah, Aziz. And yeah, then we can wrap up.
Okay. I think my final comment is, you know what, please, brothers and sisters, you know what, we've got one life. You want people to pray for you. Let us do the right thing. Blending families can be a beautiful experience. Otherwise, it can be horrific. So you make the right choices, right decision, inshallah, and may Allah make it easy for you, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan for your time, Idris Bhai, and shukran to our studio operator, Brother Osama, this morning.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, Ibrahim has an announcement to make.
Yes, with regards to the marital workshop that will be taking place on the 28th of February from 9:30 to Dhuhr Salah. The venue will be the Nurul Islam Hall in Indonesia. There is ladies' accommodation and the refreshments will be served as well. This program is hosted by Jamiatul Ulama Dawahul Irshad. Just to mention a few of the topics that will be discussed and the speakers, the virtues and wisdom of nikah, harms of zina, courting before marriage by Maulana Bilal Qasim. How should the parents be of support to their married children by our very own Mufti Yusuf Musaji? And then conflict management and rules of divorce by Maulana Suleiman Rawat and Mufti Minti. and then intention of nikah, choosing a partner, engagements, walima, and the related dues by Qari Rashid Dabelia, effective communication between spouses by Maulana Dr. Suleiman Ibrahim, and then lastly, duties of husband and wife by Maulana Yusuf Abed. Program taking place on the 28th of February from 9:30 a.m. till Dhuhr Salah at Nurul Islam Hall in Indonesia.
Okay, Jazakumullah khairan, Maulana from us, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.